Okay, taking a moment to close the outward facing eyes, to turn the attention inwards, just by making the intention to do so, and letting go of whether it's worked, to drop the seat of seeing into the heart and center now, as though part of us is resting there reclined. Never mind if thoughts are happening, never mind if distractions are in the room, part of us is resting here, reclined, in the seat of seeing, in our heart and center. So open to notice the sensation in the center of the chest. Now, even if there's not much to notice, that is something to notice. We're just bringing attention here, not trying to get a reading. Open to notice a sensation in the center of the chest. And the sensation of breath in the body. Rise and fall. Lift and drop, our inner rhythms, our ultimate safe container. Noticing as we keep attention in the still point in our center, aware that there is a lift and drop and a rise and fall, but not going with it. As we stay in the still point in our center, let's just notice what happens to the rhythms of our breath. Like being in the center of a spinning compass. This is the relate to, the return to point when we're here. Everything that moves in us, not just our breath, but everything that moves in us as a central point to relate to, something to stabilize, to bring equilibrium. So we can do this in any moment, wherever we are. We can just take a little part, send a little part of our attention down into our heart and center to notice the sensations in the center of the chest. We can do that when we're shopping. We can do that when we're talking to somebody. We can do that even when we're watching something on a screen. And it's keeping that little part of ourselves inwards and here. That keeps us connected to our safe place. That keeps us connected to the gateway to source within us and an access point for our guidance. And today we're going to be opening to specifically see this as an access point to higher self. So just while we're here, we take a reading from our body in the first moment. Let's just take a reading of how we are now. Let's just track the vibrations happening here in the moment without trying to name them or fix them or wonder what they mean. We'll detach them fully from story, meet them as vibration. Just take a reading from the body field now or from our energy field now. When we're in our center, it's like being at the helm of a ship. All the readings come to the dashboard in front of us. just take these moments. And as we stay still, it's like the rock in the river. What's for our attention swims in front of us. Maybe we can't make sense of it, but let's not try to just yet. Let's be that rock in the river. We're just taking a reading from our own energy fields now. We are not trying to understand this information. We are putting ourselves in the center point where the information can come to us. Understanding comes later, can be unpacked later. Okay, so that's a passive way of taking a reading from ourselves. An active way can be to put ourselves in our center. And actually scan, intentionally scan the body from top to toe with the intention to notice the sensations going on right deep inside. Not to name them, but to notice them. Taking our time. Although we're listening to how our muscles feel, how our spine feels, what's going on right in the center of ourselves and not just in the body. So maybe we're scanning our body and maybe we're picking up more than just biological readings here. Now the mind kind of needs a job to do at this point. So it's quite nice to say, hey, just record, remember, retrieve. All right, whatever I notice. Mind, your job is to record anything important, remember it, and then retrieve it later for me, okay? Otherwise, the mind's going to be busy trying to understand what readings we're getting. Okay, well, I'm not noticing anything. There's nothing much happening, you know, and it'll interrupt us. So just give it that job. Record, remember, retrieve later. So that we are totally free from trying to understand what we might be feeling or not feeling. Okay, so we can play with that. You know, it's just taking a reading of our own energy fields and the Akasha of our own blueprint, Akasha of our own energy field. So again, in this still point, I'm going to invite us to play with that a little bit now and give attention, an intention, if you will, to spread out in all directions, like an orb, spreading out from the center, like a cell, spreading out from our center, all directions around us, and coming to rest in a comfortable distance from the body, but taking in some of the space that we're sat in. Just attention at the moment. So we are becoming aware of this intentional cell that includes our energy field or something of our energy field. Let attention come to rest at a comfortable distance. Now, if this isn't making sense, don't force it. Just stay in center, be with what you notice, okay? Don't try and push something that doesn't work. But if it does, go with it. All right, just make the intention to stay in center now and receive any impressions that come, however they come, sensations, emotions, thoughts, feelings, ideas. Let's give ourselves a little space to sit in the center, receive impressions, not needing to know what they mean. Mind has the same job, record, remember, retrieve. Okay, lovely. And then we'll just take this a little bit further. You know, one last time, we'll have one more remove. You know, you can carry on with this. You can do all sorts of things with this. But we're going to give that intention to let tension expand now, to let that cell of attention expand further out into our energy fields. Not necessarily the world and other people's. That's their business. But our energy field, and now let's let it expand, boom, really big. Send that out in all directions, nice and round, out into the surrounding landscape, like the larger landscape around you. Now know that you are only going to interact with what's in your energy field. You're not going into the landscape, you're going into yourself. Be very clear about that. But just let yourself, your attention cell expand out to that vastness of yourself. Let it settle at some distance that you're happy with. You don't need to measure that. Just have a sense that you've settled. Okay. And now in our center again, in the still brain, making that intention to just receive impressions safely and appropriately. Mind's got the same instruction, record, remember, retrieve data. Just sending attention out into ourselves, our own field. Okay. I got this sense of us being a little more comfortable with exploring ourselves at this expanded place now, like we're happy wanderers in our own energy field. And it's like we're both the one wandering around, exploring it, and we're the one in the still point at the center, you know, the captain at the helm of the ship. Or the nucleus in our own cell.
Okay. Thanks for dropping in. I'm your host, Lucy Hunter. Blueprint work is for aligning with a self beyond the stories. This can help us shift our perspective, change our state, and rewrite the story of who we are from a place of aligning with our highest truth. We connect with our intuition, our guidance, our gifts, and multidimensional, unconditionally loving support, owning our sovereignty as master co-creators of our own reality, reclaiming our loving power to transform ourselves and anything in our experience. The transmissions in these podcasts contain energetic frequencies intended to activate our inner oracle, our divine remembering, and the knowingness that comes with living humanly as the divine multidimensional beings that we are. For one-to-one support with your inner work, connect with me at infinityresonance.com. I hope you have a beautiful day.